This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambuco. Fall is right around the corner. That means back to school, which is a great time for refreshing healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambuco every morning. Sambuco helps support our immune systems. It's made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins that help support a healthy immune system. They have syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We wanted to let you know about a show that's returning this summer holiday. Puffin's award-winning children's podcast, Mission Imagination. Hosted by celebrated comedian Babatunde Aleshe, alongside two young Puffineers, the podcast will immerse young listeners into a different author's magical world every week of the summer holidays. From weather brewing workshops, to mysterious underwater worlds and fun fairs, young listeners will be taken on a captivating journey to celebrate the power of imagination. But be warned, there are rules for stepping foot in these dreamlands, and when rules are broken, danger follows. Mission Imagination is suitable for ages of 8+ and is available on Apple, Spotify, and the Puffin Books YouTube channel.
Hello, everyone. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket? Or listening buddy. Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out, nice warm fire. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes. Let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time, hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. How do your feet feel? Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg. Hold it up just a little. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms. One more time. Give yourself a big hug. and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. And one, two, three. Let it go. Relax and take a deep dragon breath. In and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. One, two, three. Let your face and neck relax. And breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. One, two, three, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Octopus Explorer. Red light danced across the water as the sun set for the evening. The island was blanketed by the night sky, and soon twinkling white lights from the moon and stars reflected off the sea. As many animals settled down into their cozy beds, others began to wake up. A soft purple glow filtered out from under a large rock. Odette the octopus stretched her arms and smiled. She was ready to go out exploring. Every time she left her rock home, she learned interesting things. Curious what she might find today, the little octopus slowly slid out from under her rock. Odette opened her arms wide and gently floated away from her home and down to the sea floor like a parachute. A warm purple glow surrounded her as the suckers on her arms shined their lights. Odette listened carefully, trying to decide where she would begin her new adventure. Splash, splash. The little octopus wondered what was making that sound. She propelled herself in the direction of the island shore. Splash, splash, splash. The sound had grown louder, and the water was shallower. The curious octopus saw big green paws and quickly camouflaged to blend in with the sand. Odette was now light brown as she observed the green paws carefully. Then she realized her suckers were still glowing purple, and she turned them off. As the curious octopus kept a close eye on the green paws, she began to feel more comfortable and even bold. They didn't look like they would hurt her, so the little octopus stretched out an arm and gently touched a green paw. Her arm changed to a bright green as she tried to learn more about this visitor to her world. In her excitement, her suckers glowed purple again. The green paws began to move away, and Odette started to follow when she noticed a blue bucket with an orange shovel resting in the sand. The little octopus flashed blue just like the bucket when she saw it and propelled herself over. The bucket seemed to smile at her as she wrapped her arm around the orange shovel. Odette's arm changed to match the shovel as she picked it up to examine it. Then the bucket said, "Hi, I'm Benji." The little octopus jumped and propelled away. She hadn't expected that. Slowly, Odette moved back towards Benji. The bucket was smiling, welcoming her back. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you," the bucket said. Odette said, "I'm Odette. I've never met anyone like you before." "I'm a bucket," Benji said. "What's this?" Odette asked. She was still holding the shovel. "It's a shovel. You can dig in the sand with it." "Oh," the little octopus said, and decided she would give it a try. Odette held onto the shovel and lifted some sand off of the bottom of the sea, scooting it away. Benji said, "You're doing pretty well. You must be strong." Odette said, "Thank you," and moved some more sand. After one more scoop, the little octopus felt something hard under the shovel. It was an old island sign. Odette slid over onto the sign, feeling the texture of the old worn-down wood. It was a colorful sign, too. She thought she would try matching this one. And in an instant, the little octopus was bright blue, yellow, and her suckers glowed purple. "That glowing is really a neat trick," Benji said. "Thanks. I like your shovel," Odette replied, and pulled herself over to the bucket to return the orange shovel. The green paws were heading back their way, and Benji said, "Well, it looks like I'm headed back to the beach. Maybe I'll see you again soon." Odette had placed the shovel in the bucket, just in time for Benji to be whisked away. "I hope so. Nice meeting you," the octopus said. The green paws turned away, and Odette flashed green as she watched them disappear. The little octopus returned to her favorite color, turquoise blue, to match the sea. Her suckers happily glowed purple. Odette held all her arms out and allowed the current to push her back towards her rock home. She was beginning to feel tired. As she neared her cozy home, Odette hopped off the current and pulled herself under the rock. She pulled her arms in tight and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Odette thought about how grateful she was to have discovered the green paws and Benji the bucket. As she took another deep dragon breath in and out. It was nice to find a new friend. She was also thankful to have a puzzle to figure out. Where did those green paws come from? Would she meet the animal that whisked Benji away? Every day was new and exciting, so that was a possibility. Odette tucked herself a little deeper under the rock and took another deep dragon breath in and out. The purple glow from her sucker slowly faded as the little octopus fell asleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.